The Book of Luke, chapter 15. Then drew near to him all the publicans and sinners to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them. And he spoke this parable to them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say to you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repents, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she has found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of Yahweh over one sinner that repents. And he said, A certain man had 2 sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided to them his living. And not many days afterward, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he was longing to fill his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose, came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and took him in his arms and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no more worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring here the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. He said to him, Your brother is come, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he's received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore his father came out and entreated him. And he answering said to his father, These many years I serve you, neither did I transgress at any time your commandment, and yet you never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this your son is come, which has wasted your property with harlots, you have killed for him the fatted calf. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me. All that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. End of chapter.